Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 29. This is Deidre.
This is Lisa.
Hey. If my voice sounds raspy, it's because of allergies. I recently acquired a Bengal cat as of Tuesday.
And that's your whole life.
And this is my whole life. That's all I know what to talk about now. And
she's been to Walmart every single day since.
Yeah, because I have to get all the cat supplies and all the allergy supplies. I pretty much, like, bought out Walmart out of all their allergy pills. Like, I was like,
this cat is killing you.
Yeah, she literally is killing me. And I'm just like, but you're so cute, though.
She is.
She's so
cute. But your mom is all ready to take her.
Oh, I know.
She's like, Deidre.
Yeah.
Give me something with her scent on it. Yeah. For the other cat to smell.
Exactly. She's like, she's already my number one fan. Well, she is like Baby Bangle's number one fan, too, now. She loves being called grandma because she, like, even brought her a toy over the other day. She's like, oh, I need to go see my granddaughter. So, this
Your
is my
mom.
Life.
She has two grandcats.
Yeah, she does.
No real grandkids.
No.
But here's some cats.
Well, you know what? I feel like a cat is, like, basically a kid at this point. Like, I didn't realize it would take up my whole life. She's so needy. And it's like, calm down. Like, just give me my space. Like, I can't go to the bathroom by myself anymore. I can't take a shower by myself anymore. Like, she has to be everywhere that I am.
I mean,
I'm surprised she's not here right now.
At my house.
She probably, yes. Put on her little baseball cap and walked
here,
over here.
With a little mask on.
Yeah.
Nobody will recognize me.
No. And, like, you know, when we went shopping today at Walmart, again, I tried to buy her things. I tried to buy her little baseball cap from the doll section. And we were like, oh my gosh, look at this cute backpack for her. She can wear this backpack. No, I get home to open it, and it's a purse. My cat's not going to be walking around with some purse like some idiot. Only a backpack.
How is she supposed to go to grandma's if she doesn't have a backpack?
Yeah, like a little sleepover backpack. You don't, like, pack all your stuff in your purse to go to grandma's. No, you pack it in a backpack. Right?
And everybody at work always thought you had a cat. Well, now you do.
Yeah. They just assumed that I was like a crazy cat lady. Well, now I just want to solidify my fate.
Buying doll clothes for your cat. Yeah.
I didn't think it would be this level, but here we are.
I never thought you would be on that level.
No.
But,
yeah.
I mean, as you know, I've been a pet mom or dog mom for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So I know all about
peeing
with company or like trying to bathe or shower, and he's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching me.
Yeah.
Protecting me in case somebody breaks in.
Yeah.
That's obviously and it's like past Deidre's bedtime.
It is. It is like
9:45.
9:30 or something. Oh, I scratched my watch, I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Anywho, so we pretty much spent like all day together.
We did.
We got up early for yoga class. And then we're like, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go get our breakfast. Let's go to the plant place. Let's go to Walmart.
It basically felt like we, like,
and then we're like running into everybody we've ever known at Walmart.
Oh my gosh. It was like the worst decision to go there at that time. Like, I was like, no.
I'm like, oh, I need a pot for one of these plants I bought.
Yeah.
And like, well, I have things too.
Well, I had all the cat stuff. I was like,
and then I need cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
More of them. And it's like, oh, there's this person. Oh, there's that person.
Oh, look, it's my dad.
Right? Or,
as we were trying
or
to
I saw your mom here. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm on this side of the store. It's
exactly.
Too late. Too late to go find her.
Yeah.
That's our big gathering spot in this town, Walmart. But then, later tonight, we went to dinner, too, because we had nothing else to do, really.
Mm-mm, except cleaning my apartment.
Yeah.
Because of the allergies.
And I tried taking a nap, because my life is so difficult. Could not fall asleep, though. So we're like, let's go for dinner. And we're like, let's go to our, like, fancy restaurant where they like to think we're a couple.
Yeah.
And I went there with the intent of, oh, the bartender that knows me is gonna be there.
Yeah.
And he just knows me because of the drink I get.
Well, and like last week when we went there, apparently this is our weekly place.
Apparently.
Last week when we went there, we sat down and literally didn't even order yet, but the bartender comes with Lisa's old fashioned, like almost like speed walking with it to
her. Yeah, and like spilt and, like, some out on the table. And spilt some out
on the table as he was setting it down. Because
he knew
in front
I was going to order that.
Yeah.
It's not like we go there that much.
No.
But I have told him before that his old fashions are the best in town.
Yeah.
And that stuck with him.
Yeah, and now he's like, yes.
But he wasn't one of there your fans. Tonight.
Yeah, and he wasn't there tonight. It was just some lady.
Some
and
other
she
girl,
was like,
and those are wicked strong.
Yeah. She was like, not. And then you ordered, like, fingerling potatoes.
I got these little purple potato things. Whatever.
Yeah.
I was just disappointed my bartender wasn't there to come running at me like a cartoon character.
I know. And, like, I thought he would be there, too, because he's one of your fans. And I'm like... Yeah, like, I should just keep a list at this point of people that are your fan, but whatever. Like, we went... Okay, let's talk about this. This is what I want to talk about. When we went to this clothing store...
Oh.
So we both are in this clothing store, and Lisa starts grabbing clothes.
In our yoga clothes.
Yeah, and, like, and the girl's working there. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, do you want a fitting room? She's like, I can start you a fitting room, blah, blah, blah. Takes her clothes. Okay, fine. And then I start grabbing some clothes... And I have, like a pile of clothes, like four pieces of clothes, walking around this store, and anybody asking me for a fitting room? No. I had to go up to the sales associate who just offered Lisa a fitting room, and I had to ask her and be like, excuse me, can I get a fitting room, please? And she's like, yeah. It's like, oh, sorry, bitches want service, too.
Then you pointed out, like, then I had one more thing in my hair.
Yeah.
That I was holding, and then she, like, runs up.
Yeah, she, like, runs over to you, and she's like, oh, do you want that in your fitting room, too? Okay. Sorry.
Maybe because I look old and frail.
And no, like, that's not what it is.
Oh, poor grandma.
Oh, my God. Whatever. That's not what it was. I was, like, so, like, annoyed, though. I was like, are you serious? Like, what is your deal? And she was only talking to you, by the way. Like, she was, like, talking to you about her cardigan. Like,
yeah,
you guys
the one
were, like,
with the dark hair.
Yes.
I remember. She was blonde girl was new.
No, yeah, the one with the dark hair. Like, she was there last time, too. And she was all about you, too.
I know, and I don't... Maybe I bought one. Oh, I did buy something last time.
Maybe that's why. She knows that you purchase things there. And every time I go there, I don't purchase anything.
But I've only purchased, like, 3 things there.
Yeah, I've never purchased anything.
Well...
3 things is, like, $300, basically.
I can't help it. People like me.
I know. Sorry,
besides
people
the ones
don't
that matter.
Like me. Yeah.
Right? We both have an issue with that.
Ooh, this dog slobber in my
I
pants.
I noticed that.
I'm these sure poor kitty pants. Like
throw them in gonna the wash.
Have to burn them. First, I went out on your porch, and it had rained earlier tonight. Me not even thinking.
Which you know.
No, I knew it rained, but then we went out on the porch earlier, and I was like, oh, some chairs, let me sit down. And I, like, literally, like,
and I'm
plopped
like,
down.
She's starting
you're
to
saying.
Sit down. I'm like, well, what about the rain? And you're like.
And I'm like, plunk. And so, like, these poor pants got, like, soaked. Like, my whole butt was wet, just soaked. And then come in here, and Banjo slobbers all over my pants. Like, there's just slobber.
He drank a lot of water, and he was excited to see you.
Apparently. Gross.
I mean, you complain about your cat being needy. Well, does
well,
she slobber?
Well, at least
slobber?
She doesn't slobber. That's true. She
He's
doesn't.
He's my baby. Yeah, I know he does
true.
Not slobber, but at least don't get a rash from him.
Yeah,
or
that's
puffy
true.
Eyes.
That's true. I've like
they have their pros and cons.
Puffy eyes AF.
Mm.
Yeah.
He even asked... My doctor at work. About your puffy eyes.
Yeah, I was like, doctor, can you look in my eyes? They're like kind of swollen from allergies. He's like, I can see them from here. He's like, I don't need to look at them. I can see them from where I'm standing.
Okay. Thanks.
So my theory is, so this guy that I liked is the one who gave me this bangle, supposedly because he didn't want it. And my theory is that he gave it to me. Because then my allergies would act up, and my eyes would be all swollen, and I'd be itchy, red, and irritated, and I'd just be so ugly that no one would want to date me. I mean, that might be it now, but... And probably before.
Probably not.
Probably.
I don't think that was it.
Yeah, I think it could be that.
Mm. But now you have a cat, so you're part of the Fur Mom Club?
Yeah. For now, who knows? If my allergies keep going like this, Grandma might have to take her.
But Grandma will be so happy about that. But look, we're out of time.
Okay.